Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Hello, and I am Glovina Williams, and I want to welcome you once again to the Dr. Glovina Show. And I don't take it for granted that in this time and space that you have chosen to spend this time with us today, I want to remind you that the Dr. Glovina Show, it's designed to uplift you and to assist you in developing what a deeper walk with God, a deeper walk even within yourself, your family, your place of worship, even the world at large. So my desire is that these podcasts, that they will just impart some hope to you. I want you to experience hope for today and the days ahead, because I heard a very wise man say the other day, history has its eyes on you. I want you to really, really put that in your toolbox and remember, history has its eye on you. Remember, kingdom living is seeking God above all else. But as we do it, you have to believe. And step out on faith. And with that, I'm just going to share today. If you noticed, you know, we had a title of simply, what if? What if you abide? What if you prayed God's will? What if you maintained a pure heart? What if you walked in faith? What if you exercised your passion and endured? You know, if is a simple, short word, yet if can connect you to your next dimension or your next level regarding your destiny. You know, when I think about if, you know, if is almost like some imagined conditions, like, what if the weather improves, then we can go for a walk. If the weather improves, we can perhaps just relax on the beach. If the weather improves. So what if you're connected to your next level? Today, I want us to look at the what ifs of your personal prayer life. What if? You know, and there's so many different types of prayers, but we want to focus on your personal prayer life, my personal prayer life. You know, we have prayers of invocation. You know, that's where at our places of worship, someone gives us that invoking, that beginning prayer. You have general prayers. You know, may the Lord bless you. We pray over offerings as people give. We pray over food. We sometimes call it our grace. We pray at special events, Super Bowl, the Senate, special occasions. We pray at the beginning of Bible studies. Sometimes prayer is simply a protocol, an important one. And we have prayer requests. We have even out on the U.S. naval vessels, the chaplains, they pray, and they pray at night. You too may pray over yourself or over your children, over your loved ones. the prayer, a benediction. We call that the final blessing. I always encourage people, if you're a person that worships, stay until the benediction. That is the final blessing. But successful prayer, our personal successful prayer, it's dependent on some very simple principles. And all of these invoke, it interacts with our relationship with God. You know, God made us to have a relationship with Him, to engage with Him. I mean, to really, really get intimate with Almighty God, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all there is. So let's look at prayer. You know, Jesus said, let's look into the word of God. Jesus said in John 15 and 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it shall be done for you. You know, one of my favorite words, wow. If you abide, if you stand, if you will just come totally into my presence and wait with me, if you draw near to me, this is what God is saying. If you abide, if you come on and stand in my presence, yeah, because our fruitfulness comes from remaining in Him. Drawing near to Him, waiting on Him. Listen, if you abide in me and my words, he says in John chapter 15, verse 7, and my words, it's referring to the word that the Holy Spirit quickens in you as you wait on Him. It's that, as they call the Rhema word, ask what you will. Ask what you will, my beloved. The answered prayer is up to you. What do you mean, Glovina? It's up to me. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it shall be done unto you. The ball's in your court now. Yes, the Holy Spirit being quickened in you. It's up to you because it's what you desire. It's what you want. As long as it what? If it harmonizes with the promises of God, you can get what you want as well as what you need. Often we've heard people say God will give you what you need, but not what you want. Sometimes needs change to wants and wants change to needs. But ask what you will, my beloved. Answered prayer is up to you because it is what you want. As long as it harmonizes, what if it harmonizes with the promises of God, you can get what you want as well as what you need. I feel that was worth repeating. If it be thy will. How about that? Do you ever say that? God, if it be thy will. I wanted to say this. If we're praying according to God's word and something that He has promised us, He's made it clear in His word that we just have to ask in faith, not wavering. We don't have to say, if it be thy will. Because if you are harmonizing with the word of God, the promises of God, you will ask according to His will. Oh, man. Praying according to God's word, something He's already promised. God, you have said it in your word. And then you may pause and say, but do you really mean it, God? God, are you really telling me the truth? Can we really depend on what you have said, what you have promised us? God's will is already revealed to us in His word. You, my beloved, can you take Him at His word? He has promised exceedingly, abundantly more than we can ask or think. Ask. You know, when I was a little girl growing up in Chicago, there was a store called Myers, just a little neighborhood grocery store. Wasn't one of the chains, just a privately owned grocery store. And the amazing thing about this store is that when you would come in, you'd just come to the counter and you would ask for what you needed, what you desired. And they would turn around and they would go get that. The owner worked there as well as he had two assistants that helped him. What can I get for you? And you would tell them and they would turn around and grab that or climb up a ladder sometimes to get that item off a shelf that was higher than they could reach. But guess what? You simply requested and asked them for what you want, what you desired, and it was there. According to God's will, my beloved, simply ask. Pray according to his will. I said that. Abide in him. Remember that? Come on, remain in him. Tuck yourself in him. Totally get into the presence of God. And then pray according to his will. Listen to this scripture. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his word, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Pray according to his will. If we're going to pray, I mean, and really get our prayers answered, and I know you want your prayers answered. I know you want those requests answered. I know that you want to fulfill your destiny and walk this thing out in victory and in power and in a level of energy that supersedes your own natural energy. Then we need to pray according to his will and his purpose. The scripture said what? And this is the confidence. This is the assurance. The feeling that we can rely on God. We can have a firm trust in him. We can feel certain about the truth of his word. There's a self-assurance. There's a trusting. Listen, there's even a self-confidence that builds when we rely and trust in God. That's the confidence that we have. If, how about that word again? A conditional clause. In the condition that if, despite the possibilities, no matter what, if, according to his word, I pray, what could possibly happen if I prayed according to his will? God cannot deny his word nor himself. How about if we pray with the right motives and a pure heart? What if I prayed with the right motives? What if I abided in him and I got into his word? Oh, listeners, stay with me. If we pray with the pure heart, the right motives, it's essential for successful prayers. Listen to James chapter 4. I'm going to read verse 3. It says, you ask and do not receive because you ask with wrong motives so that you can spend them simply on your pleasures. What if we prayed with a pure heart? I don't know what pure heart is for you. Pure heart means to you. What needs to be purified in the heart? It's always important to ask the Holy Spirit to search our hearts. It's simple. It's, Holy Spirit, search my heart. And again, that's between you and the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, convict, not condemn, convict me of any unconfessed impure motives that I may have in my heart. Another scripture for us, Psalms 66 and 18. Psalms chapter 66, 18. It says that if we regard wickedness in our heart, then the Lord will not hear us. You see why it's important that we take a moment. You know, some of the most important things manifest and take place during our time of prayer, during our time of communicating with Almighty God. the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Lily of the Valley, the bright and morning star. Get your heart right. Don't ignore it. Don't pretend that it's not there or something is not there or that needs to be there. Maybe there needs to be an exchange in the heart. Remember, we talked about disclosure for exposure. Go back and listen to that podcast. Lord, show me me. Because we don't want to be without God's support, especially during times of challenge, during times of growth, during times of when we're excelling to the next level, during times when we're ascending to a new dimension. We don't want to be without God's love and support. Ah, 1 John, let's look at chapter 1, verse 9. It simply says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful, he's just to forgive us, and he'll cleanse us of all unrighteousness. This is nothing to be afraid of. It's nothing to be ashamed of, nor to shy away from. But if we will do this, I said if. Remember I said in the beginning, if the sun shines, perhaps we can go out and relax on the beach. If you'll open up your heart to Almighty God, I can feel that you're discerning and you're right on point with where we are today. What if we were to confess our sins and our faults and our mistakes to God? He would be faithful. What if he's faithful? And we know he is. But just for further explanation, what if he is faithful? And what if he's just to forgive us? And what if he cleanses us? What if? What if I took time and searched my heart to receive forgiveness and a cleansing? Ah, pray amiss. But get in the right place. And ask in faith. So pray with the right motives. Pray with a pure heart. And pray in faith. I knew she was going to come up with faith. Yeah, I know you're in a mode right now. You're in a place right now where you could ask whatsoever you will, and it will be granted unto you. I don't know what you're asking. What's the supernatural plan for your life that needs to begin a new unfoldment? The new dimension of where God wants you to play a vital role in history. History has its eye on you. Let's look at Hebrews 11 and 6. I said pray in faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For when you come to God, you must first believe that he is, and then you believe that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. When we pray, we're seeking God. So we must approach God in faith, believing that he is desiring to answer our prayer. Don't doubt my beliefs. Simply said, do not doubt. Simply put in a way that we can, you know, wrap our minds around it and embrace it in our hearts. Do not doubt. It's absolutely necessary. This is a secret to pleasing God. Have faith in him. You want to make him smile and feel good and say, hey, my child is getting it. Hey, my baby's getting it now. Absolute necessity, the secret to pleasing God. Come to God, believe that he is, and believe, my beloved, that he will reward those who seek him. Here's another scripture for us. We're still talking about successful prayers. What if we prayed successful prayers? God only knows what will unfold. Mark chapter 11, verse 24, one of my favorites. I want you to give this some strong, I mean, look deeply into this. I mean, strongly dive into this. Jesus said, therefore, I say unto you, he's talking to? One that history has its eye on. Whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe. Believe. All things for which you pray and ask for, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. That's amazing. Somebody say, hey, she kind of shook me up with that. That's amazing. Believe that you receive and you shall have them. We don't have to go deep. It's already deep enough. What an amazing promise. Mark 11 and 24, one of my favorite. Stand on the word of God. What if I had a desire, and in that desire I came to God and I believed, I prayed and I asked, what if I ask and what if I believe that I have received, you shall already have it. What if? This is an amazing promise. I mean, an amazing promise. Ooh, what if you prayed with fervency and passion? Oh, wow, we're abiding. We're praying God's will. We're maintaining a heart. We're walking in faith. Now, what if we exercise that passion? Some say, you know, I have a passion for this, a passion for that. What about if you had a passion to have manifest in your life what God has promised you? When you pray, pray with passion and focus. Yeah, focus. Don't pray little bitty scattered prayers. Listen, you want God to answer your prayer. Get focused. Get lasered. Focus in. Listen to James chapter 5, verse 16. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous woman or man will accomplish much. You want to accomplish much in the spirit realm, in your work, in your communication, in your talk with Almighty God? Wow, an audience with the King of Kings? My God, if some of the popular entertainers gave you an audience, you would be all over the place. But you have an opportunity to bring an effectual, fervent prayer to Almighty God, and it's going to accomplish much. What if you prayed with passion? What if you prayed fervently? What if you accomplished much more than you could ever think or imagine? And he goes on, listen, confess your faults. No one's perfect. We're striving for perfection, but confess your faults, your moral frailties, your fears, your unaccounted for, your unwarranted doubts and fears. Confess them. Listen to this, one to another. You mean tell someone that I am not perfect, that I have some, to confess your faults one to another. And then the other, the obligation is to pray for you that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer. Hey, this we're talking about here, divine energy. Yes, that godly energy of a righteous person, it will avail. And then as we pray for one another, that divine energy is the secret to healing. Confess our faults one to another that we might be healed. It's the secret. We've released the secret. What if? What if, Glovina, what if I confess my faults? What if someone prayed with me and for me? And what if I get healed? Endurance. Hey, let's look at endurance. We're about to close for our time today. This evening, whatever your time zone is. Endurance. Don't lose heart and don't lose faith. You know, I remember I was very active in ministry and I have to admit, I was feeling a little weary. And as I got in my car one evening after working at the Household of Faith, The Lord simply spoke to me in a sweet, assuring, gentle voice. He said, don't become weary. And that takes us to Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not. If you faint not. What happens if you don't faint? If you don't allow weariness take you over, guess what? In due season you're going to reap. It says that you will reap if you don't faint. What if I don't faint, Glovina? Oh my God. What if I don't lose heart? In the proper season, the harvest will come. The harvest is for sure. Jesus, he taught his disciples that if they had faith as a grain of a mustard seed. Have you ever seen a mustard seed? I was at church once and they passed out mustard seeds. Listen, because he said in Matthew chapter 17, verse 20, if you have such a little faith, even as a mustard seed, I tell you that what you can say to a mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. What if nothing will be impossible for you? What if nothing becomes an impossibility? Nothing impossible for you. Won't you accomplish so much if you would have that type of faith? Yeah. Yeah. What if? And I want to remind you, I encouraged you a podcast or so back to begin. Try getting up in the morning, writing 3 pages, typing 3 pages. Hey, keyboarding 3 pages. Speaking 3 pages, journaling, in other words, because this will encourage you to look back and see, hey, my what ifs have come to pass. Abide in him. Pray God's will. Maintain a pure heart. Keep your motives pure. Walk in faith. Exercise your passion and endure. Don't become weary. If is a simple, short word, yet it can connect you to the next level. Yes, I want to give a shout out today. I want to shout out to Judy. Hi, good morning. I want to say good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. I want to say hello. I want to shout out Sheila, hi. Hello, Reverend Rosemary. I want to say hi to Elder and Prophetess out there in North Carolina with the Recovery Conference line. Thank you for the great work you're doing. I want to say hello, Steen. Hello, Mother Rosemary. Jewel in Chicago. Denise out there in Kansas, hello. We're praying for you. Peter and Cynthia, guess what? You're locked in our prayers, and we're releasing that divine energy. Cynthia in Italy, hello. How are you? I want to say hi to Betty. Betty, we're praying for you. I want to say hi. I want to shout out to Seven, Nico, Jordan. Hey, I want to say hi to Lauren and Kayla. I want to shout out to Tandana, Jackie, Oklahoma. Hello, Sean, Marlon, Carolyn, Cheryl. Hello, Candy, those sweet kids. Candy, thank you for that beautiful gift. Listen, Cameron in Nebraska, congratulations. Margaretta, you keep working, girl. You're almost there. Hi, Tara. Courtney Isaiah in Atlanta. Hey, Coach LaRusha. Coach, hi. I want to say hi to LaTorsha and Fabio. Hey, I love all of you. Helen, listen, Isaiah in Atlanta. Can I shout out to Collegiate Training Institute? Keep doing the work. Terry, hello. Joy in Texas. Hello, hello. Well, Crystal, my cousin, hello. You're such a great musician. Joanne in Atlanta. Sonia, hey. Are you planning on traveling soon? I don't know. Michiko and Yuji. Hey, what a great program that was. Pastor Jane, I love you and we're praying for you. Dr. Petra, you're in my prayers. I promise that. Maddie and the kids, be safe. I love you. You know what I'm talking about. I want to say hello to all of you. Hey, Shatana, hi. I didn't forget about you. I want to shout out to some And if I didn't shout out to you today, I'll get you next time. I promise that. Hey, Randall, thank you for all of your help. LaDonna, I love you. Keep up the good work. I want to talk to and say this to all of you. You are the apple of God's eye, and history has its eye on you. Listen, I want to say I love you. I want to shout out Robert, Betty in North Carolina, Jeff on the board of Virginia, how are you? I want to shout out to the Eagle in Maryland. I want to say hi to all of you. You are so fantastic. Hey, I don't know if you're listening this morning, Iris, but hi. And I want Scoob. Yeah, Scoob, we're praying for you. Louise, you're in our heart and in our prayers. This is some kind of day. It is the day that the Lord has made. I want you to rejoice. I want you to remain faithful in your prayer life. Don't you dare give up.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity. Bye.